My Strange Neighbor by Samantha Best. I was at a low point in my life, but going to church with my neighbor changed everything. A few years ago, I was depressed because I felt like I had no one to talk to. My family was distant and I had no friends, so I couldn't fathom the idea of living anymore. I was living with my aunt and uncle, and the only thing they told me not to do was talk to the neighbor. They claimed he was strange, and they made up stories about him to scare me off. However, one Saturday, he and two teenage girls my age asked for my help with building a fence. I agreed and got to work. After observing these girls, I realized they were nice, so I started talking with them, which led to a conversation about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I had so many questions, which they answered. I became intrigued. My neighbor invited me to go to church with him the next day to see how I liked it. I was at a low point in my life, so I figured I had nothing to lose. Walking through those doors the following morning, I felt an instant inner peace that I didn't understand, but I knew this church was where I had to be. I was introduced to the missionaries that morning, and I saw how they knew the church to be true. I began to listen to the various lessons from the missionaries. I couldn't have asked Heavenly Father to send me those two loving, caring, and spiritual missionaries at a better time. Through their help, I gained the knowledge they had about the gospel. After listening to them share how their knowledge of Heavenly Father helped them through trials, I felt like I should pray to see if what they had said was true. After praying, I felt an intense feeling of happiness, peace, and calmness inside me. I knew that I had received my answer that night through the Holy Ghost. Having this knowledge, my testimony has grown rapidly. Since joining the church in 2013, I have definitely seen the blessings that the knowledge of our Heavenly Father has given me. I am thankful for those missionaries and for my neighbor inviting me to come unto Christ. The author lives in Victoria, Australia. End of the story, My Strange Neighbor, read by Salem Tullis.